the first couple of questions, I don't really fully answer because either it's too early to know, or I just need to get some insights from some other people. But out of respect for the, these were two of the first questions that came in. So Vance Brantley asked me, and again, I will paraphrase some of these questions for both brevity and a little bit of clarity. What would a new constitution do to lithium production in Chile? And if you're a regular listener to the podcast, you know I have quite a few friends in Chile. They are probably better positioned to wax eloquent on what could possibly happen in Chile. But I also want to say that I think it's really too early to tell. The Atacama production we have seen over the past year has enough drama, again, to play on the drama in the Atacama well-worn line. Things aren't going as well as either of the major producers down there thought, and this specter of what a new constitution would do could just further complicate things. But I would also say that I think the Chilean people are reasonably bright, and that you know, this is not, lithium certainly isn't as important as copper is, but lithium's certainly an important business down there. And I don't think when it's all said and done, the people of Chile will kill, quote unquote, a golden goose. But that's just my opinion. And again, I will continue to follow this. It's a good question. It's just too early to tell. So that question was asked on the Anchor app, which is pretty simple. You just go to the Anchor app and click on message and leave me a voice message. So thank you, Vance, for that. Jason asks, what do I think the China virus impact is going to be on the lithium business? And again, I'm answering this kind of on the Lunar New Year, and I think it's way too early to tell on that. I lived in Asia and traveled to China from Japan often during SARS, and I will say that if one harkens back to 2002, SARS had a huge short-term impact on things over there. But again, this is just, it's a timing thing no matter what. I don't, you know, I'm listening to the reports on the BBC and some of the U.S. outlets. It doesn't seem like this is going to become a pandemic. So I do think that given the tender situation the China market is, as far as, is it at the bottom? Is it, when are things going to turn around? This may further slow business short term, so it could have a negative effect. But most of the colleagues that I talk to in China are still saying that they believe that the China New Year timeframe, the Lunar New Year timeframe, was when you would see the price ultimately bottom. Wang Xiaoshen from Gangfin is quoted in the Financial Times recently as saying he thought it would happen this year, so he wasn't quite as specific as some of the analysts. But in any way of thinking, we are close if we're not at the bottom. The China virus isn't going to help speed things up. But again, I just think it might add a couple of months to what will be the natural course of action in that market.